Thank you and welcome back. For over four decades, the first week of January, Wednesday and Thursday have been occupied by the Lake Region Roundup. And this year, no exception. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate for a trip to Devil's Lake. Benson County Extension agent and organizer Scott Kanoki.
We've got 49 different ag-related sessions. Of course, we'll have a small grain variety trial. Ag's next big storm isn't weather, it's cyber. How to manage field ruts and compaction. We've got information on canola, dry beans. We've got forecasting for land and machinery value updates, which is always a popular one. We're getting a little bit more into the livestock area, although we've had it every year. We've got a state veterinarian coming on for questions and answers and least cost rations without losing performance, identifying invasive pasture weeds, and a rancher panel, leverage with current tech and equipment for maximum return, specialty crop considerations, a lot on weeds. Of course, weeds is huge. What is an inch of soil, topsoil, worth? We did an analysis on that after some really big time erosion last year. Weeds to ponder, soil health, estate planning, specialty crop market outlook, keys to starting soybeans strong this season, from vigor to seed treatments, bioenergy update, crop market updates, as we always have with Randy Martinson and Frayne Olson. They're always good enough to come and share with us. We've got over 50 booths, breakfast both mornings, and dinner also.
And a perennial favorite, the 2026 growing season weather outlook, from Daryl Richeson.
We got him talked into coming. He'll be here 3:15 to end our day on Wednesday, the 7th of January.
Okay,
he's going to give us a crystal ball outlook.
Other than weather and the market outlook, the number one concern of farmers in Northeast North Dakota, weeds.
Brian Jenks, our weed extension weed scientist out of Minot's going to be here talking about a weed control update, and then Jason Hansen and some other guys, local crop consultants, are going to be doing weed points to ponder, and we're going to beat them weeds to death. I wish we really could every time, but we're going to hit them hard, because they're becoming more of a nuisance every year. The phone, I've never received so many pictures to help with ID as I did this year, and we found it in, you know, new fields, and that was learning opportunities. We contacted the local extension agent in that county, and then also the growers, and we were out there pulling weeds with them and helping them identify and trying to help get a plan together. And, you know, it's a big team effort with ag industry and the crop consulting. It's become a real, real big job, and everybody needs to be in on it to stay ahead of this at all. And it's moving farther west. So, yeah, it's concerning. And like I said, it's a big team effort, and we need everybody on board with it to keep it from stealing dollars out of our growers' pockets.
It's this Wednesday and Thursday at the Memorial Building in Devil's Lake, the annual Lake Region Extension Roundup, one of the area's largest and longest-running ag and educational events. Admission is free. But if you need more information...
Well, I'm guessing you probably just Google Ramsey County Extension Lake Region Roundup, and it's on their homepage. I'm sure it's on all the area extension websites. And actually, we mailed one of these out to every farmer in the surrounding counties, along with some more weed information on water hemp and Palmer and things like that in our annual mailings. And our support staff does a wonderful job helping put this all together. There's many players in the surrounding counties that contribute and give talks and help come up with ideas. A lot of planning goes into it, and we're very proud of it. I don't even know what year this is. It's like the 46th year.
Is it really?
That this thing has been going on.
Oh, man.
And this will be my 33rd or 34th. So yeah. It's a good time. And just the rubbing elbows with your fellow farmers and buddies and the dealers and stuff. There's a lot of sharing and information transferred from person to person as well, along with We're going to have some real sharp cats here with the consultants and some of our specialists and agents and everything. So there'll be lots to be learned.
On All Topics Farming, Lake Region Roundup, Wednesday, Thursday, Memorial Building in Devil's Lake. One last break. Inside Agriculture will be right back.